From Washington, this is VOA News. An airstrike in northern Afghanistan kills at least 19 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as sustained bombing. Bart Jansens is the director of operations for the medical charity.
It's a large hospital, very well known, and indeed we have communicated several times with all parties to the conflict in Afghanistan, the precise locations with GPS coordinates, and this we have even repeated over the last 2 weeks.
The U.S. military acknowledged that it did conduct a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF medical facility. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said a full investigation into the tragic incident is underway in coordination with the Afghan government. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani also expressed his deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians in a statement issued in Kabul. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Andrei Kartopolov, speaking to Russian reporters, described panic and desertion among Islamic State ranks. He said nearly 600 mercenaries were fleeing the northern town of Raqqa. Kartopolov said that Russia would continue and intensify the air campaign. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air strikes, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to buttress the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.